Morning, everybody. My name is Miles. I'll be going through the morning brief for today. Happy Wednesday and happy first day of our Catapult Conference for those of you joining us in Nashville. It's going to be a wonderful 3 days. Look forward to seeing you all soon. In terms of performance over the last 24 hours, mostly kind of mixed day, but major markets did rally throughout the day there. The kind of top three leaders, Russell 2000, S&P 500, equal weighted index. And gold, the Russell 2000 up around 1.4%. Towards the downside, NASDAQ composite, although again it did rally throughout the day, emerging markets and crude oil off around 1.3%. Next, I do want to mention the Russell 2000 as it was the biggest gainer over the last 24 hours. Russell 2000 up now around 12% so far this year. Did get a kind of continuation of that column of X's now sitting on the verge of those all-time highs around 20. 520. That will be a fourth consecutive buy signal for the Russell 2000. Technical picture here is strong and improving with a nice support range around 2400. Also, support around the middle of the trading band, I would imagine, comes into play. That's also above some old resistance there from throughout 2025. So, again, if you've got some limited space for small caps, it might seem like it's too late there now buying way up on the top of this rally. But the point is here, we can continue to add lightly to small, technically actionable positions here if we'd like. Next, the Dow Jones.DJIA got a reversal back up into X's there to a chart reading of 20, excuse me, 46,400. In terms of kind of technical picture, strong, but the Dow has remained or continued to lag behind some of the other kind of core indices we typically look at. In terms of support and resistance levels here, though, support just at that sell signal around 45,600. That's also just above the middle of the trading band. Towards the upside, resistance there around 47,000 for the Dow. So again, technical picture is still strong, but there's probably still other areas that have a slightly better looking picture here as we move or sit roughly halfway through August. Next, in terms of participation, we did see the overall participation metric for the NDX, so BPNDX, measuring the percentage of those NDX stocks that are trading on PNF buy signals. This one did move to its lowest level since kind of falling or excuse me, moving through that level off of those August lows. So, you know, I talk about this with people all the time. I say, you know, participation and performance can diverge. And I wouldn't say that we're in the middle of some massive divergence here, but point is that we are seeing markets move higher at the hands of fewer and fewer stocks. And so this is evidence, especially on the growth side, when you look at the NASDAQ 100 here, this is a kind of fall in participation. So this is definitely something to watch out for. But again, especially within those kind of core growth-focused names, you know, the Magnificent Seven can certainly lead for much longer than I think most of us would say off the top of our heads. Next, gold continuous GC moved up higher yesterday. Of course, you know, we've talked about this one. It seems like every other morning video we do, way overbought, way above the top of the trading band here, but getting chart action up around those that 41.60 mark. In terms of logical pullbacks here, 4,000 could probably be a pretty good one to look at, just above 4,000 old resistance. We don't have support until around 3950 there, 3940. But again, this is one that we're adding to on pullbacks as you see fit. Just keep in mind we are still sitting in extremely overbought territory, but it can continue to run as we've seen. Next, crude oil, CL backslash there, did mention that one as one of the largest losers over the 24 over the last 24. You kind of see a strong precious metals area, a weak crude oil or energy area. Crude sitting on a pair of consecutive sell signals there, most recently posting that triple bottom sell signal around 61. From here, would not be out of the question at all to move to a couple bucks lower to those 2025 lows at around 56. We'll have to see what bulls do at that point there if we get a kind of bid up at that point and kind of send us higher to the middle of the trading band and that other point of resistance around 66 there for crude. We'll wrap up with just a brief comment on NVIDIA. Did end up the day lower, NVDA off around 4.5% almost. It is still a four for fiver, but it did return to a sell signal on its default chart. Now, this is one of those sell signals where we say not every sell signal means you need to go sell. So the weight of the evidence here is still positive for NVIDIA. We're still having a strong attribute stock and nice range of support down below around 166 to around 174 or so. So again, this is a name that we can continue to kind of hold within our portfolio, find logical points to add to. And again, kind of setting our sights on that resistance at those all-time highs in the low to mid 90s. Okay, that'll do it for me here. Hope everyone has a wonderful day, and we'll be back again tomorrow to touch on any updates.